Observations column, titled Love One Another, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. It astounds me that in these end times, that there is such a lack of discernment and knowledge among learned individuals and even in many so-called Christian churches. Among the gifts of the Holy Ghost are discernment of spirits, a word of wisdom, and a word of knowledge. 1 Corinthians 12 mentions these and other gifts of the Spirit. These are just a few of the gifts mentioned in the chapter, and there are other spiritual gifts mentioned elsewhere in the epistles, and all were meant to build faith and enhance ministry, literally, to profit with all. Critical thinking in our times has been replaced by critical race theory, but mind you, it's only an unproven theory that is being deliberately promoted by racist minds. Reality in our time seems to have escaped our educators and our students. And little Johnny's hopes of being president someday are being replaced by hopes of being a female. 20 years ago, the country song hits included singer Shania Twain's song, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. The song is resurging on the charts again. If ever there was a time for common sense, it's now when there seems to be such a lack of it. The current Hamas-Israel war is a perfect example for the youth of today. Maybe you have noticed that today's young people always will support whoever they perceive as being persecuted. From the surprise Hamas attack of October 7th, they were all feeling supportive for Israelis because the attack killed so many and Hamas took many others hostage. How the tables have turned now. Hamas' goals were to have public opinion of Israel turned against them. And it has worked. Hamas brought the proverbial knife to a gunfight. Hamas planned for this turn of events and to change the pity for Israel to Hamas themselves. They started a war they knew they could not win, so now they are the underdogs that our youth rally around. The Hamas battle cry against Israel has always been from the river to the sea, driving the Jews from the Jordan River and into the Mediterranean Sea. Now Israel has its guns out, and it is Hamas that's being driven to the sea. There was enmity between Cain and Abel, and between Isaac and Ishmael, and Joseph and his 11 brothers. Jealousy was at the core then, and is still at the core today between brothers and or neighbors. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. 1 John 4 verse 15. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.